Isaiah chapter 17. Now this is a message about Damascus. Look, Damascus will cease to be a city, and it will become a pile of rubble. The cities around it will be deserted, and they'll be devoted to wild animals and herds that will lay there at rest, and there will be no more terror there. Well, that's pretty relevant about Damascus today, isn't it? That there will be no more terror, and that what is a great city will become just ruins. Well, all we can say is that what appears to be so strong and permanent as Damascus appeared to be at that time, in fact, Damascus is the oldest city on earth. It's been continuously inhabited. What appears to be so absolutely solid actually will come to nothing. The fortress will disappear from Ephraim and royal authority from Damascus, and the survivors of Syria will be like the glory of the Israelites, declares Yahweh of hosts. At that time, Jacob's glory will become weak and his strength will become very weak. It will be like harvesters who've gathered the grain, reaping the ears by their hand, or it will be as if grain has been harvested in the valley of Rephaim. Nevertheless, there will be a few gleanings left in Israel, like when an olive tree is beaten. Just two or three ripe olives are left in the top branches, four to five among the branches of an otherwise very fruitful tree, declares Yahweh, God of Israel. So you see, God always works with just a few, and it's just going to be a minority, a remnant of God's people who are going to be saved. At that time, a man will look to his Maker and lift his eyes to the Holy One of Israel. They will not look to the altars, that is, the altars that they had made to idols, the things that their own fingers have made, and they will not look to the poles of the Asherah or to the incense altars. This is one of the greatest things that's there to look forward to, the time when all people on earth are going to actually believe in the one true God, and they won't blaspheme his name, use his name in vain. They won't be even attracted to worship idols. At that time, their strong cities that they fled from will become like desolate places of the forests and hilltops. There will be desolation everywhere. For you have forgotten the God of your salvation and have not been mindful of the rock that is your strength. Therefore, even though you plant many plants, sowing them with carefully selected vine seedlings, when you plant them carefully, trying to make them grow, that harvest will be ruined. It will be a time of grief and of unspeakable pain. How terrible it will be for many peoples who will rage like the roaring of the waves on the sea. The uproar of the nations will be like the sound of rushing mighty waters. The nations will roar, but Yahweh will rebuke them. They will run far away, as if they are chaff that's, as it were, being chased by the mighty windstorm that is following them. So it will be for those who plunder us, and this is what will happen to those who rob us. So this is describing a time of trouble, not just for Israel, but for all the nations around her. And you can see that, I think, coming about, that the situation in the Middle East is turning into something that's going to end like this. And the point is that the fortified cities and all the things that they trusted in as their strength will be revealed not to be their strength. And it will be because they have forgotten the God of their salvation and have not remembered the rock who is your strength. So then God is the true strength of his people. And in principle, this is so true for us that we think that we can trust in savings, we can trust in careers, we can trust in families, we can trust in friends and all the rest of it. And this is not the ultimate strength. The ultimate strength is in God himself. And there is going to come a time of trouble on all the earth, but particularly upon Israel and the nations around her. As I say, you can see this beginning to happen. And the final end of it is going to be in the repentance of a minority, of a small number of people, who will then be begging Jesus to come back, and then he will come back.